Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning, we have got Dr. Julie Hope and Victoria Brownlee in the studio. Kia ora, how are you guys?
We're good, thank you.
Hi, we're good. Thanks for having us.
You're most welcome. It's lovely to have you up here today. So we're chatting to you both because, Julie, you are part of a research fellow in the marine science, in the Faculty of Science. And Victoria, you are coordinating Volunteer Impact Week at the university. And these two things kind of go hand in hand. Maybe do you want to start by telling us about what Volunteer Impact Week is? So we've got a bit of context for what's going on at the university at the moment.
Yes, of course. Of course. So Volunteer Impact Week is a new initiative that the university is launching this year. And during the week, we are inviting students, staff, alumni and friends to give an hour of their time for volunteering. Can be any kind of volunteering project. The idea is just to make a positive difference in the world.
I guess you're trying to encourage people to come in just an hour. That's all they need to do. That's easy. Anyone can do that, really. So people can sign up to do that through the website. Is that right?
Or yes, that's correct. So the university's alumni relations team has organised a bunch of different projects, from collecting donations of books for Tonga to Julie's project, which she's going to talk about soon. So all you need to do is go onto our website, which is alumni.auckland.ac.nz/VIW.
Fantastic.
And you can sign up.
Fantastic. That sounds nice and easy. So, Julie, how does your work come into this then?
So we're getting a part of a larger microplastics project. So I work on soft sediments around the coast, and we know that microplastics are getting into our sediments, but we don't really know the kind of ecological impacts of those yet.
So microplastics, what is a microplastic?
It's particles under 5 mL. So it can be primary plastics, which is what we used to get from face wash beads.
Those awful little blue things.
They're kind of banned. But you also get kind of weathering of plastics. So larger material get weathered down through kind of being pushed around the oceans. And then it can accumulate in our sediments and our coastal systems. And we're finding that when we go out and survey these areas, you find them everywhere. Mm. And ingestion by larger animals seems to be the kind of focus of a lot of research. We don't know if they're impacting the smaller things that live in our sediments.
Right. And so that's what your research focuses on.
Yeah. So I work with microalgae, which is the tiny microscopic algae that live in the sediment. So they're like phytoplankton, but live on the sediment bed. And they're really important for the oxygen that we breathe. They're really important for nutrients and carbon cycling, so that we gain loads of benefits. They're the foundation of our marine systems. So if microplastics are interacting and negatively affecting them, it can be kind of amplified up through the food web, and it can interrupt all these different processes. So that's what we're kind of focusing on at the moment.
So how do you sort of gauge if it's having a negative impact or not? What kind of tests or research do you do to find out what impact it's having?
So we've done it kind of two ways. We obviously don't want to put any microplastics into the field. So we do
a combination. There's already enough of that.
There's already enough there. So what we've done is last year we did a large survey along the Waitemata Harbour, and what we're trying to do is gauge where high concentrations are, and then we can work back the way. And along with that, we do some lab experiments where we can kind of add doses of microplastics into these systems, into sediments, and we can look at how these different processes change with that increase in microplastics. So we can work backwards in the field, and then we can test it in the lab as well to try and get an understanding.
Okay, so how are people going to be able to sort of get involved with this through the volunteer week? What are they going to be doing with you?
So this is a really good opportunity for people to come and get involved. We went out to 26 sites, I think, last year in the Waitemata. So we're going to go back to one of the sites there. And what we don't know is where they're really being distributed on the shoreline.
Right,
so you can get like a strand line where you might get a lot of deposition of particles. But what we're looking to do is kind of a broad survey, have loads of people going out, collecting kind of surface sediments from a set area, and then we can process them and see where the plastics are on that shoreline, and then we can use that to kind of inform our future research.
Fantastic. And so that's what the volunteers will be helping with.
Yeah, so like there's definitely strength in numbers here. Having more people out is definitely a plus for us. One thing we do have to worry about is synthetic fibre. So we'll say to people, maybe not wear fleece material and wear kind of natural fibres. But this really gives us an option to get loads of samples. And we're hoping to feed these into a national outreach programme that's starting up as well for New Zealand.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like quite a nice sort of field trip day as well. So maybe students who've been slaving over their books in the library for a bit long, this is a good excuse to get out and get a bit of nature in you and do something good for the environment too.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you want to remind everybody again, Victoria, where they go, what that address was if they want to sign up for stuff?
Yes, so just head to alumni.auckland.ac.nz/VIW. That's VIW for Volunteer Impact Week, and you can sign up to register for one of our projects.
Fantastic, and we'll chuck that in the podcast as well so you can find it through our website later too. And it sounds like a very, you know, worthy cause, but also like quite a good way to get a bit of hands-on experience as well in the tools, people as well. So both for popping up and chatting to us about it this morning, Dr. Jude Hope and Victoria Brownlee from the University of Auckland. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
And